Elron Turkmenbashi passes to the next operating Thetan level. 21st of December, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Turkmenbashi, Turkmenistan, Justice Day. The famed father of our people, Lafayette Luneral Samrayaniriat Adyakwitnbrikdayzau Turkmenbashi, has ascended to the next stage of his researches into the operating Thetan level of Turkmenetics. On 21 Neutrality 2006, Turkmens around the world received their last message from the Turkmenbashi. Deputy Prime Minister Kavangulu Miscavige made the announcement that Ron had moved on to the next level of research beyond the level, a level beyond the imagination and in an exterior state. He says this, quote, "Thus today, L. Ron Turkmenbashi discarded the body he had used in his this lifetime for 74 years, 10 months, and 11 days. The body he had used to facilitate his existence in this universe has ceased to be useful, and in fact had become an impediment to the work he must now do outside its confines. The being we knew as L. Ron Turkmenbashi still exists. Although you may feel grief, understand that he did not and does not now. He has simply moved on to his next step. He in fact used this lifetime and body we knew to accomplish what no Turkmen has ever accomplished. He unlocked the mysteries of life and gave us the tools so we could free ourselves and our fellow Turkmen," unquote. Turkmenbashi, or Ron, as his devoted followers call him, wrote Turkmenetics, the Modern Science of Cultural Health. This book, a mixture of history and moral guidelines, is intended as spiritual guidance of the nation and the basis for the nation's arts, literature, ballet, opera, and long hair, beards, gold teeth, and literature. It bans ballet, opera, long hair, beards, gold teeth, and video games. Turkmenbashi had once said that after the first tick of time, one Arp Kola had invented music. There was a strong implication that Turkmenbashi had been Kola. This led to his famous 2005 ban on miming to songs, the initiative known as Dictators for Real Rock. Our great leader is memorialized by a gold statue on top of the Flag Land Base in Clearwater, Turkmenistan. Turkmenbashi said, quote, "I'm personally against seeing my pictures and statues in the streets, but if that's what they want, unquote. Turkmen TV controllers were worried about how to fill the schedule slot previously occupied by Turkmenbashi's poetry readings, but were pleased to hear that Turkmenbashi had, with perfect foresight, commissioned the second series of Torchwood to fill the gap. Saint Old Nick, proprietor of the Hades Postmortem Leisure Center chain, was surprised and pleased. Pinochet and Turkmenbashi in the same week, he says. You'd think it was Christmas. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.